Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop, a.k.a. The JB Show this week, because I am your godfather of whiskey, I am JB, and I'm running a solo show here because Cody is out there doing things out there in the incredible world of Southern California, probably recovering from tequila. If you hear some loud fan noise, it's because my MacBook Pro right now is doing an update. You could restart it now. It's doing its little update right next to it, so as I record on the MacBook Air right now. But yeah, he's probably out there recovering from Tequila Fest and all the festivities, because that's what we did yesterday. Well, we didn't do it together. We didn't do it at all. I'm just throwing things out there, because yesterday was Tequila Fest. It looked pretty fucking awesome. So I just want to send a special shout out, first of all, to one of my favorite tequila stores to pick up things. Tequila Ranch Market out there in Paramount, California. I'm wearing the Don Vicente hat right now. I got to meet this new company, new tequila company, if you will, that are in the relations with the G4 Tequila. And their name is Don Vicente. Got to meet the co-owners, and they were fucking cool as hell. I got to try the Reposado and the Blanco. They both were fire. I enjoyed the hell out of the Blanco. The Blanco game has stepped this business up. It is like up, up, up. It might be giving Anejo a little run for his money there as well, too. So I just ended up buying both of them. I enjoyed them both so much, I just said, forget it. And plus, they were only like 54, 59. I think the Blanco was 54 and the Reposado was 59. They had the extra Anejo, which I hear is really rare, because they're very limited for like 174 too. But I wasn't looking to drop that much right there, because I had to go buy that Smoke Wagon private barrel rye. I want to shout out to my man Anthony for hooking it up with that, man. He really came through the clutch to get me that bottle. So shout out to Anthony, man. Hopefully he's listening to this. It is Bourbon Heritage Month here on The Last Drop. Well, here in general, I guess it's kind of a nationwide spectator holiday, if you will. And so shout out to Don Vicente. Hook me up with this merch, man. Looks good, man. Just been a lot of good tequila out there in the world, but you know, like I said, it's Bourbon Heritage Month. I'm watching this laptop barely just update. It's taking a sweet ass time. I think it's been like fucking 40 minutes or whatever, but I might switch that over. That might be the new recording laptop going forward. Switch out the Air with the Pro real quick. The last time I used a Pro to record on this show might have been Thanksgiving month for the first year. The last drop, I think it was first year in The Last Drop. my little spillage with the old Wild Turkey on that laptop. That MacBook Pro is still lingering around, too, with some liquor spills on. No, I didn't waste liquor on it. I waste water. So the cap broke on the fucking Wild Turkey. And as I was picking it up, it knocked over the glass of water or whatever was spilled into my fucking MacBook Pro before. So this is my other one. This is my brand new one, which I might be switching over to record these shows with now, but who knows. But that's neither here nor there. What we're here to talk about is Bourbon Heritage Month. I told you guys I'd be doing something a little bit extravagant, a little different, and not so much different, too, because I kind of already reviewed series number one on this in Armagnac Month for the first time we did that. And I'll just go ahead and spell it. So if you guys remembered, in the first year we did Armagnac Month, I did the El Encantada tattoo series number one, which was a great brandy finished in Weller ex bourbon cask barrels. And I absolutely loved it, man. You know, I fell in love with that bottle. I damn near drank that half of it. I just came to find out these bottles are very limited and stuff. I was trying to look online for tattoo series number 2 and 3. I cannot find them. They're all sold out wherever you look. So I have a bottle of tattoo series number 2. And yet to review it. Was probably going to save it for an Armagnac month or something like that. But then I was just like, it's probably better here, because I wanted to do different spirits for this month in Bourbon Heritage Month to, you know, just highlight bourbon being used for a little bit of everything, you know, these days. Tequila, Armagnacs, wine, beer, I mean, you name it. So I did Frank August last week. Just wanted to do something new and different. As far as companies go, and give a shout out there to Bourbon Harriman. So I was going to originally do the JB show with probably something else. I didn't really know. I was probably going to use like a bigger brand of bourbon to highlight it, you know, because this is kind of my month, if you will. But then I kind of just looked at it and was just like, I'd rather do these smaller independent companies. Or I'd rather do some other stuff and stuff. So that's where we're at today. And so these have the glass toppers, which I'm not gonna lie, I kind of fucking hate. Oh, I mean, they're nice, really nice, but I kind of hate them because they're kind of a bitch to get off, to be honest. So pour a good amount in there because I don't want to reopen this fucking thing. So I've had this thing for, might have been since December last, or January. I'm just now opening this thing. And this is Tattoo Series number 2. Like I said, I reviewed Tattoo Series number 1 in December, not last year, I believe the year before that. Yes, it was the year before, so 2021, when we first started doing our Armagnac month. And that bottle is sitting over there. I can already see it's like half a bottle empty. Oh, this one, yeah. Right off the bat, man, you get on the nose. Lot of grape flavors, floral qualities of the brandy that's going in there. Very dense and deep. Oh, man. What's the percentage of alcohol in this thing? 47.6, 750 milliliters. Let me see. This one has a story. So each one, if anybody knows about the tattoo series, each one is designed by different artists. This one that they got, the second tattoo series, is a partnership with esteemed New York-based tattoo artist Laura Lanello, who was garnered a devoted following in her own right. She named her bottle design a beacon of hope. So this bottle has like a lighthouse on it. So that explains the name right there, with the beacon of hope. A fitting thing for our time, El Encantada Tattoo Series number 2 was a blend of Armagnac from 10 different casts, including Del Caso 1985, LaSalle 1986, and De Blair 1989, among others. The oldest spirit in the blend is from 1985, 36 years, almost my age, and the youngest from 1997, 24 years, my sister's age. With the first edition, each Armagnac is in the blend finished maturation in ex-Weller bourbon barrels. While this additional aging process introduced a new layer of complexity and distinction, the spirit lost its Armagnac affiliation of origin to be legally labeled Armagnac. The spirit must be aged exclusively in French oak. Apart from the modern finish, the spirit has been left completely unaltered, unfiltered, no additives, and cask strength. So basically what it's saying is they are not legally allowed to call themselves an Armagnac on the bottle, even though it's kind of what it is. And the reason for that is because instead of aging it in French oak barrels, which is what you're supposed to age Armagnacs in, they decided to age it in ex-bourbon cask. So, therefore, it has to be labeled as brandy. So, could decipher that how you will. Oh, man, this smells... Okay, there's a hint of, like, sugar in there, like maple syrup and shit like that, so... I didn't know that. This is cash drink, though. Unfiltered, too. Ooh, my favorite kind of words when drinking the bourbon. Or anything aged in the bourbon-isk eras. Anybody watch UFC last night? Fucking Sean Strickland beat Israel Adesanya. That was not Israel Adesanya. I don't know what the hell that was. I mean, he just looked completely just not in the zone. I don't know if he just wasn't prepared for Sean Strickland or what, but personally, I don't really even like Sean Strickland. I think he's cringy as fuck, which is hilarious because I know a lot of people call Adesanya cringy as fuck, which he can be sometimes. Holy shit. I thought that press conference was fucking terrible, dude. He just kept calling him Chinaman the whole fucking time because I guess Izzy lives in China now. It was just... I don't know if that's just him. To me, he comes off like he's on the spectrum or something like that. I'm not gonna lie. I just do not enjoy the dude when he opens his fucking mouth. He comes off as like a crazy redneck in a way, too, but... He is your new middleweight champ, and he had some good defense last night, so... I didn't think that was going to happen, but that was a terrible performance. That was probably one of Izzy's... Actually, might be his worst performance I've ever seen. Because even the first fight he lost against Alex Pereira, I didn't think he looked bad in that at all. I actually think a little bit of that was an early stoppage, to be honest. In the second fight, obviously, he dropped him, knocked him out KO. This one, it looked really bad. I think Izzy... take a little break, you know. I don't know if he's getting a rematch. That was his first title defense since winning it back, so I doubt he'd get a rematch for this one. And I don't think he really... It's hard to say if he deserves or not, to be honest. I mean, he's been such a dominating champ. And the problem with Izzy is he kind of makes his own fights. He calls these guys out. He's the one that picks his opponents usually. And, one of the problems is Izzy is active as shit. He's probably the most active champion in the UFC. I mean, guys sit out for one fight for a whole year. You don't see him again. But Izzy's like three fights a year damn near. So I think he's had about three or four fights, not just this year, but in a one-year time span. So, yeah, dude deserves a little break. He might have had four. Because he had both of the... Was both Alex Pereira fights this year? Or was the first one last year? I'm blanking now. Either way, the dude deserves a break. I think he should take a little time off, whatever. Follow the Usman route. It's time for it's time for a fresh up in that middleweight division. That middleweight division is fucking trash. That's one of the problems when you dominate a division for so long. It just goes like, I mean, Robert Whittaker's dude. I guess Duplessis would probably get the next title shot since he is the number one contender, kind of. But Robert Whittaker, if he ever wanted to win that belt back, this would be his chance to step up right now. Which is hilarious because he was actually in the audience. Sean Strickland is your champ, though. I don't really care for the dude, to be honest, whatever. Sometimes he would just shut the fuck up. But I will say, this is the first time I was impressed with his fighting skills. He didn't look like some dumbass brute that was just going out there swinging and stuff like that. I mean, he had his moments of that, I'm not going to lie, especially in the last... I guess he didn't really give a shit because it was like the last 15 seconds of the fight where he just threw that random ass knee up, but doesn't matter. He's a champ now. All right, let's get into this bad boy. I was reading up on this, dude. It's like crazy. So like in the small but mighty community of Armagnac collectors and connoisseurs, yeah, it's very small. El Encantada has quickly developed a cult-like following that scours retailers and auctions for rare, get-them-before-they're-gone releases. And it's just not the hype of El Cantada releases from other distillers who are no longer active in productions. And the bottles being hunted are the last available in the market. We sure you remember El Encantada Tattoo Series number 1, which I have, thankfully. And, well, The Secret is out. Tattoo Series number 2 is here, and we're thrilled to unveil the newest edition for you today. Yeah, man, people just... I was looking for this bottle online recently, see if I could get another one. If you make a nice little gift and stuff, and they just sold out everywhere. I think I see some at Total Wine. I might need to double check. I can't remember. It might have been Series number 1, but Total Wine usually carries them. The prices are a little fucking high. I just now noticed this sticker that's on here. It says 0% reduced water, 0% sugar, 0% oak extract, 100% cash strength. Damn. And it's like a little, like a peel-off sticker, too, that wrote that on there. So they're trying to make it, this comes from PM Spirits. They're the ones that handle it. But I've seen some at Total Wine, and I'm not going to lie, the price is a little high on these. They run between $164 to $175. I think that's a little ridiculous. I think we could come down on that price. I think a $129 is a good range for this price. Even like $119, $129, somewhere around there. $164 to $170, that's like almost fucking $200. Well, with taxes and shit and whatever, I think Santa Monica charges you a fucking Santa Monica alcohol tax too. So with that type of the Salamanca, California people, with that shit, it's like an extra $5-$7 or something like that. So yeah, you damn near paying $200. It would be nice, because look, I love the bottle. It would be nice if this came in a nice little box too. Then if I got to pay that extra much for it, and then if the box was covered in like the logo that whatever the tattoo artist of that series like designed, the box was covering it, that'd be dope. But signed by the artist too as well. So I don't see the artist signature on here at all. Like, they don't even mention... the reason why I found out who Laura Lanello did the bottle tattoo design on here is because I had to fucking look it up. But I don't see the Asian. But yeah, I don't see her name on here at all. Tattoo man, I'm so great. Pad, ran over a ticket. Oh wait, yeah, dude. Never mind. All right, shut the fuck up. Okay, let's get into sipping this bad boy. Let's get in. This goddamn laptop's taking fucking forever to just update for your boy. There we go. Finally, Jesus. Log in this damn thing. All right, there we go. Get more from your Mac. Discover new features. And fuck off. That's what you can do, Apple. I shouldn't say that out loud. Especially when everything on this goddamn desk is Apple product owned, so. Except for that mouse. That mouse is Logitech. Except for those headphones. Those are Bose. I prefer Bose over the Air Max Pros or whatever. Those are mics. Those are Blue Snowballs. I don't know. I think it's a Logitech. I don't know what the fuck that other regular standard mic over there is. And that's about all it for electronics as far as outside of the Apple. So. Ooh. So you get more of the bourbon and the finish. Oh my God. Okay, it's got like on the tip. Okay. It is very warm. It's got this silky smoothness to it. Right when it hits the back of your tongue, though, like a lot of marshmallow. Got that marshmallow flavor on it. That finish is long and warm as hell. Ooh, man. That kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting that. We're getting a lot of the bourbon notes in, or the bourbon cask notes, I should say, right there. Definitely some vanilla in the palate area. It's got some cherries on there. It's got some caramel. I say it tastes a little bit of chocolate right there as well, too. The finish, you get the ex-bourbon cask. You get the some marshmallow tones. And it's got a lot of goddamn spices on it. And it's warm as hell. It is like hot. It is fire. It's hot. It ain't as hot as like it was in SoCal yesterday. It was fucking 90-something degrees or something like that. I mean, it has been weird as shit this week, people. The past 3 days, it's been like 96 or something like that right now. You would never known this, but it's like 80. What the hell is what do I say? 88 degrees outside right now. It's 88 fucking degrees today. I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning to take a piss. I kept hearing some noises outside. It is fucking raining outside. It was pouring hard, too. Not like it was like oh, you wouldn't have known a little sprinkles or something. Like, no. The windows was covered in water and shit. And the fact I can hear it just hitting, like, pipes and stuff like that in the car. And it must have did that all the way up, like, 7:30 or 8 a.m. or something like that. If you was to wake up late or wake up right now, as I record this, you would be looking out the window going, what in the blue fuck is JB talking about? It did not rain today. You're crazy. Stop smoking the cigars. Put the whiskey down. There's no more drinking for you. You've clearly lost your damn mind. Because it is hot as shit and it's sunny outside. This is the first time I've had the AC running while the goddamn rain was going on. So, I don't know what the fuck is going on. And then, oh, Friday. Just fucking, man. Dude. Woo, man. I took a little nice drive. Where the fuck did I go? I don't even remember now. I went out to, like, Orange County and, I was gonna say Corona, but I didn't go to Corona. I guess Orange County, mainly. And it's just burning fucking hot, and I'm just going, like, damn. What the fuck is going on here? Oh, man. This is cool. I love all the flavors that's going on. I like Tattoo Series number one more, though. Funny enough, I remember the taste of that. This one, I don't know. I think the grape, because I am getting some grape notes in there as well, too, obviously, because this is brandy. There's something about the finish that's leaving this taste in my taste buds. It tastes fine as far as the flavors I'm noticing, but, like, it comes off as a little dry. And it dries up really faster. And it's just leaving me with this aftertaste that I don't know if I necessarily really enjoy all that much. And this is why I say these bottles probably aren't worth $164. Because I was limited in the rare as they are. And there's a lot of people hunting them, surprisingly. You just don't know what you're getting yourself into. I guess you just got to be a fan of the spirit itself and the company. And I guess I'm one to talk because, I'll spend money on Blue Run like crazy. You know, they drop a bottle out. I got two of those Blue Run Trifecta bottles over there, and, like, those dropping at $169 or something like that. And I haven't opened it yet, but Blue Run is kind of yet to let me down. I mean, my least favorite one was Golden Rye Batch 1, and I think I even still dropped, like, a 2.5 on that, or 2 or 2.5 on that. And then they released the Golden Rye Batch number 2, and it was like, fuck, that blew my mind, which, funny enough, is sitting right here on my desk, and it's damn near empty bottle. I do have two of these, thank God, because two more of these, or no, I only got one more of these left, because I already drank one, and this one's almost done, so, oh, this is my shit right here, Golden Rye Batch number 2, man, I might have to buy another one of these. I gave Yoon some of this one. I told him, I said, this ain't even like their special bottle, it's just a general little bottle here. He thought this shit was delicious too. Damn, this is such good shit right here. Blue Run Kentucky Straight Golden Rye Whiskey, 95 proof, 47.5% alcohol ABV level. Golden Rye Batch 2. Go to Total Wine, get you a fucking bottle of this, boy. Blue Run ain't playing no games here. Trifecta, that's a bourbon right there, man. Might have to open that up for Bourbon Heritage Munch, right? Actually, damn, mix. Well, since Cody isn't here next week, we'll come into his week, and then Mix and Match will wrap the month up, whatever, so, shit. Mix and Match week, might have to open up that trifecta over there. Ooh, I feel like I got enough new bottles, though, to do another whole Blue Run month, whatever, because I think my best of list this year is going to consist of a lot of fucking Blue Run this year, so. I haven't had too many bad pours on this year, though, on the show, so I'm a little happy about that. Yeah, the more I drink this, it's a little dry to me. And I don't know if it's maybe it's because it just has too much warmth on it. I love it's funny because I do like the finish a lot because I love that lingering taste. It's funny when that wears off or when it starts to tone down, or it starts to dry out faster than it should. And I'm no brandy expert neither, so I can't really speak. So I do like Tattoo Series number one. I think on this one, I'm probably like in the, I have to get no sip of that bad boy. This one's got a lot of complexity going on. It's making me go back and forth between which I like more, between the finish and the palette more. I love that nose too, though. The nose is clean. So, you know what? This is a solid pour. I do think the Tattoo Series number one is better. This one's really solid. It's really good. I hate the fucking price point on that. So that kind of loses half a point for me. I kind of don't really like all the warmthness to it too, because it does dry out faster and it's leaving this little aftertaste that it's kind of grapey-y, if that makes sense. Grapey, let's go with that. It's got those dense notes of vanilla in there, a little bit of chocolate sticking out, some caramel, like I said, cherries. Love all that stuff. It's all my favorite high notes right there. You threw some butterscotch in there, fuck man, this would probably be like the notes of notes then right there. But for me, yeah, I think I'm gonna drop this to like I'll give it a solid 3. Can't go 3.5 because that price point sucks. I might even go 2.5, just because that lip. But you know, I'll just stick with a 3. Stick with a solid 3. It's a really good expression, really good pour. I think a lot of people would enjoy this, if you will. Something bit the shit out of me. God damn. Shit's on my fucking ankle right there. Like it hurts or scratch it itches. Fucking mosquito or something, son of a bitch. Anyway, it's a really good expression. El Encantada never lets it down. They always got some high quality. Definitely a sipper. It's definitely a conversational piece too. And look at that color, baby. Look at that color. And that color, man. Come on, that's like a deep mahogany. Look how rich that is, dude. They not playing with that. Yeah, this is a conversational piece. I can't see myself drinking this like on a regular, like I'm apparently doing with this golden rye over here, or the emerald sitting over there too as well. That emerald has another emerald that's about to bite the dust or whatever. Man, I gotta give a shout out to Blue Run on that. Like I said, golden rye batch number one, I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was like nothing special. It was probably my least favorite out of the lineup that I had and stuff. And then this batch two came out, and I was just like, shit. It's like they heard my complaints or something and just said, yeah, we about to show your ass, dude. This shit ain't no joke right here. Okay, so, yeah, I'm going to drop a 3 on this. Keep it consistent. I'm going to stay with the 3 here. I think I either gave El Encantada Series Tattoo number 1 either a 3.5 or a last drop. I don't remember the rating I gave that. But this is still a solid pour. I would give this the slight edge, obviously, to Tattoo Series 1. I think it's a little bit better. This one feels a little stronger. I'll give it that. This one feels a little stronger. I was going to say, it switched up a little bit. It still is kind of drying out a little faster than normal, which I'm not liking because it's leaving, like I said, that aftertaste. But yeah, man, hey, that's how it goes sometimes here. What the fuck is this? Sorry, I'm looking at the other laptop real quick. Niners about to play, but I got some errands to go run, so I got to get up out of here, people. So hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Apologies, Cody couldn't make it on here, but he will be back next week, like I said, to knock out his week. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Shout out to everybody it's been, fuck, man. I've gotten some great pours or bottles this week, so I kind of was looking at my what I bought for the year, because, you know, I like to do a little collage at the end of the year, and I really haven't bought that much this year, mainly because I guess I have so much, I just didn't really want anything. But this week, a lot of new stuff came out, and I wanted, finally got that Willett 8-year-old bourbon batch number 2 is out. like I said earlier, my boy Anthony hooked me up, got me that smoke wagon. Appreciate that. What else did I get? Oh, I got the Don Vicente tequila. Don Vicente, shout out to them one more time. And Tequila Ranch in Paramount, California. Check them out. 10% sale on that too as well. So it was like straight even $100. You got to feel that right there. So I love that right there. Tequila Ranch, man. I love that fucking store. What else did I get? I got something else too. I don't remember. I'm looking around. I'm walking on sun. Oh, Blue Run Trifecta too. Blue Run Trifecta. Blue Run's always in the game. I hope that tastes just as good. Actually, I've already had some. I just don't remember what it tastes like because I was drinking some, like 20 other fucking drinks too at a time. I remember it was being good though, so, but it was kind of like I need more of a fresher palate because I had so much shit that day, so. But we'll be back next week, like I said. Thanks for tuning in, as always. We're going to continue with Bourbon Heritage Month. And then next month, man, it's Mezcal Month. I already got the lineup ready. Nosotros, they coming. I got the Nosotros Mezcal coming, so I can't wait to talk about that, especially to clean the palates out from last year's Mezcal Month, which fucking sucked ass through a straw. So, yeah, let's tune in. Enjoy Football Sunday. Get some good food in your system. Get some good drink in your system. And like we always say, I am your godfather whiskey, I'm JB, and livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry.